Hello everybody, welcome to today's pronunciation challenge. This is Estelle here, a rookie host at VoiceTube, and it is actually my very first episode of pronunciation challenge. 我知道今天星期一，大家心不甘情不愿地收假上工，心情很物质，但来听听我的声音， great way to start a week, huh? So why don't we begin with some questions? Do you like movies?Do you like popcorn? Do you like eating popcorn while watching a movie? If the answer to all three of these questions is yes, then today's video is meant for you. The title is, When Popcorn Was Banned at the Movies. 什么？电影院竟然不能吃爆米花？Isn't it hard to believe that there actually was a time when we couldn't eat popcorn at the movies? In fact, for me, snacks used to be a must-have whenever I went to the movies. I couldn't lie back and enjoy a movie if I didn't have a drink and a bag of chips or popcorn in my hand. But now, I find eating snacks can sometimes be distracting when I try to focus on a film. So, I don't really bring snacks to the theater these days. Anyways, let's take a look at our sentence of the day. Huge crowds plus crunch muffly sound equaled another revenue opportunity for theater owners. Slower again, 慢一点再来一次。Huge crowds plus crunch muffling sound equaled another revenue opportunity for theater owners. 发音的部分要注意的是 huge, 第一个字的 huge 发长音，嘴巴要嘟起来 huge。然后第二个字 crowds, OW 这边要注意是发 ow 的音，然后字尾加 s, 跟 d 连在一起就会发 z, z, z 的音 crowds。Crowds. 接下来呢 muffle 这个字加上 ing 变成 muffling, muffling, 直接把 L 跟 ing 连在一起念 ling, 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 muffling. 然后句子的中间呢有一长串需要做连音的单字 sound equaled another revenue opportunity, sound equaled another revenue opportunity.Muffling sound equaled another revenue opportunity. 然后呢 theater 这个单字要注意它的 EA 发的是 ear, ear, theater. 然后呢它字尾前面的这个 T 可以轻轻地发出 D 的声音就好了。Theater, theater. 接下来的字 owners, owners 这边要注意的就是它字尾加 S 的这个 S 可以发成有声的 Z, 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 owners.好，接下来呢，我们来看看今天要学的单字。第一个单字呢，我们要来看到的是 crowd。刚刚前面有稍微提到 crowd， 它是一个名词，然后意思呢是人群、群众、一伙人或者是一大群人。For example, the crowd gave the actors a standing ovation at the end of the musical. 音乐剧结束后，人们站起来替演员们热烈鼓掌。那 crowd 如果当动词的话呢，它的意思是挤满，或是将什么东西塞进一个空间。For example, thousands of people crowded the arena where the major pop star was throwing a concert.上千人塞满了流行巨星举办演唱会的会场。那 crowd 这个动词的过去分词 crowded 拿来当形容词用的时候呢，是形容拥挤的、挤满人的。For example, heavy traffic and crowded streets are two characteristics of a big city. 繁忙的交通和人挤人的街道是大城市的两大特点。那下一个单字呢，我们要来看到 muffle。Muffle 是动词，指的是使声音变得微弱或低沉，就是消音的意思。Earmuffs are worn to muffle loud noises and to protect the ears.耳罩呢是穿来降低噪音并保护耳朵的。接下来我们要看到 equal。equal 呢当动词的时候是指等于、相等。1 plus 1 equals 2,5 minus 5 equals 0。那如果 equal 拿来当形容词的时候呢，它的意思是平等的。All men are created equal, 人生而平等。这句话呢是取自于美国的独立宣言， United States Declaration of Independence。那接下来一个要注意的地方就是 equal 的名词形态 equality， 注意它的重音变成放在第二音节 equality， 那意思是平等平权，像是 gender equality 就是性别平等， marriage equality 就是婚姻平权。接下来下一个单字我们要看到的是 revenue， 指的是收益收入。For example, a lot of websites generate revenue through placing advertisements on their sites. 很多网站透过置入广告来获利。今天我们要看到最后一个单字呢是 opportunity。Opportunity 是指机会。Participating in a school club is a great opportunity to make new friends that have the same interests. 参加社团是交到气味相投好朋友的大好机会。其实我自己本身很喜欢参与社团活动，我有加过我们学校的话剧社还有吉他社。那加社团呢，玩社团真的是非常非常好玩的一件事情，可以认识真的很多来自于不同科系啊，跟你的生活圈本来完全不会重叠的人，真的是非常的有趣。然后在办活动的过程中其实也是都学习到很多，所以我非常推荐大家，就是各位同学们如果还在学校，赶快把握时间去参加一个社团，一定会获益良多。 OK, let's go through our sentence one last time. Huge crowds plus crunch muffling sound equaled another revenue opportunity for theater ownersWell, the businessmen just couldn't let go of a chance to make their dough, right? That's it for our lesson today. What do you think about having snacks in the theater? Are you pro-movie snacks or anti-movie snacks? 你赞成在电影院里面吃零食吗？ Leave a comment to let me know. Also, don't forget to record your own pronunciation challenge. See you next time. Bye!